Hi, everybody. I'm at the Mozilla stand and I'm talking to
Ludo.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you.
So, can you tell us what Mozilla is and how we might know it?
Yes, Mozilla is the maker of Firefox, the web browser that's open and that is defending the web and is not tied to any commercial background. We have partnerships to make money, but our goal is to keep the web open and make the web accessible on whatever OS you want to use, whatever website you want to go, and it needs to work with it. So we're the independent web maker, web browser maker.
Excellent. And now a load of swag has just arrived, which is good news.
Well, no, that's a computer and that's like some other stuff. I don't think we have so much swag. That's something that we lack at our events is having swag to give away.
And so what's been happening in the last year and what's coming up next year?
So what's happening last year is we've refocused our development efforts on our browser, on the desktop, and a bit on mobile. So we've released a browser on iOS. And next year, we're going to focus even more on bringing new technologies into the browser. So for the last 5 years, a group of people have been working on new programming language that's supposed to be safer than C++ and JS, which is called Rust. Rust is mature enough, and as a side project to Rust, we had another bootcamp browser called Servo that's written in Rust. And so we're going to incorporate features from Rust that are faster, that have been written in the last 3 years or so, into Mozilla and replace some old crappy stuff that has been lying in the Mozilla code base for up to 20 years. So the idea is we're going to get faster, safer, and having a browser that beats the competition. Because if we want to stay relevant in the world that we live in, Mozilla needs to have a market share between 15% and 20%. So when we go to W3C stuff and we say, this is the way to do it, then people can just say, well, you're only 5% of the web. We're not going to care about that. Or web devs are going to be like, ah, shit, 20%. I need to do something about that browser and I need to support it. So if they support us, then they support more diversity than just Chrome and WebKit.
And is there not like a risk in going for a new language that maybe mightn't have as many developers as before?
So FOSDEM is a good way for us to present Rust, and there's a bunch of talks in. We have a room with full of talks today. Some of them are focused on Rust. Rust is a vibrant community, and it's attracting a lot of people because it's a nice new language with a bunch of new features, and the way it's developed is very open. If you want a new feature in the language, you can have it. Well, you have a process to follow, but you can have it if you implement it. And so it's very vibrant. It's full of libraries being created because it gets rid of, you don't need to care too much about how you manage memory. Not the Java way, though. It's different than the way Java deals with memory, but it's safer. So you won't write your code and 10 years later, like, oh, fuck, there's a security issue because we have a buffer overflow and we need to fix it and it's been in the code for 10 years. So that's the principle. So we have a lot of people there and it's vibrant. And so the servo parts that we're going to incorporate, we're not going to incorporate everything. We're going to incorporate the things that are ready. And that project started like 4 years ago. So some of the stuff already, we already have stuff in Firefox that comes from servo. The awesome bar, some of the feature in the awesome bar, when you type, instead of typing URL and finding what you already saw, some of it is Rust based code already.
Oh, very good. Is there a preview of this where I can download it?
Yes, nightly.mozilla.org. That's the place where you can find our daily releases. They are 6 weeks ahead of, no, 18 weeks, sorry, 18 weeks ahead of the normal releases that you have. So you get all the features now. You get a few more bugs. So if you're not a tech-savvy person, don't use it. But if you're a tech-savvy person, it's very stable. It's the thing I use daily. I never need to switch to anything else. It really is stable. Once in a while, yes, I'll get a crash. But I don't mind. I just send a crash. And I know it's going to be looked at by the devs and fixed in the next few days because that's our focus right now. It wasn't the case 2 years ago, but now that's our focus. So we don't have enough nightly users these days. We lost a lot. and we want to regain these. So at FOSDEM, we're going to try to get more people. It's a tech-savvy conference, so we want more people that are tech-savvy to say, hey, I want to help Mozilla a bit. And a very easy way to do that is just using Nightly instead of Firefox. It's available on all platforms that we normally support.
So it's called just Firefox Nightly. It's not
the icon is different. It's blue. It's blue instead of being the nice fox, but it's the same feature set. It's the same extensions that you can use. It's exactly the same, except there might be a few more bugs. And you are helping Mozilla and the project by just running Nightly and saying, "Hey, is this a bug? Is this a new feature?" And just reporting them. Or if you have a crash, just making sure that you send the crash.
Well, I can guarantee you 100% that every single one of our listeners will rush out and download that.
And so the URL to get it is nightly.mozilla.org, and it's available in more languages than just English. So if you want, use it in your language, you can too.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the show.